created? Well, they're created naturally around you by emotion attached to one of your senses, either in an instant or over time. The emotions I'm referring to would be what you hear, sounds, what you see, what you smell, what you taste, and what you touch, or what touches you. What you hear, for example, when you hear holiday music, it brings back that recall feeling of the holiday season, and it could be a good feeling or not. And could be other types of music that you may hear will remind you of maybe a childhood experience or high school, maybe friend or relative. Could be the sound of an old television program or an old sitcom that will recall certain feelings just by the sound alone. The voice of a person. Could be the sound of the wind or rustling leaves. Someone that's been out of the country or out of the city or living in the city, and they go back home to a rural setting and they start to hear birds and leaves rustling. Will recall that feeling when they were young. So sound is very powerful. And with holiday music, as I mentioned initially, that you hear every year, and there's emotion during that time. So the emotion recalled when you hear the music again. And with the other sounds, there was usually some form of emotion during that event or during that era. So the sound is one. What you see is the other. Visually, what you see. If you see a picture of an old friend, if you see a toy that you used to have when you were a child, maybe the kind of car that your family had, or maybe the kind of car that you had when you were in high school or in college. Certain clothes, certain places, certain animals. And again, the feeling could be positive or frightening. Certain animals may recall certain emotions, or certain places will recall certain emotions that may not be positive. So what you see is the other. Smell. Very powerful. When you smell certain foods, or maybe it could be a cologne or perfume, you have this recall feeling. In an instant, you get this surge, this emotional feeling that will remind you of a person, a place, or a thing. Or it could be the smell of something like leather or wood or maybe that new car smell. So there's certain smells that are attached to emotion that will recall that feeling. Taste. What you taste, certain foods. Possibly your family used to eat when you were younger. Or it could be a certain dessert or snack or candy. Or a beverage or drink. Taste is very powerful. And again, that's attached closely with what you smell. The last one would be touch. When you touch certain things, you have a certain recall feeling, positive feeling or not. So if you touch a certain object, a certain type of fabric, if something happened at a time in your past where you touched it and you had a certain either good feeling or bad feeling, then you have a certain connection with that touch now. And the other part of touch is if someone touches you. So if someone touches you in a gentle way in a certain area, you'll have a good feeling recalled. Or if they touch you in a maybe aggressive way, that'll recall a negative feeling. So pay attention to the emotions that you're going through, and then from that you possibly can attach it or define what is going on, what senses is triggering that emotion. Because sometimes you may have this feeling, you don't know why. Either you don't feel good or you feel great. And television commercials use this brilliantly. They will play certain music and show you certain images to capture certain audiences. What I'm going to do is I'm going to guide you to create your own zone using specific senses. Sound and the touch. And also the sound, in this case, I'm going to be using the sound of the ocean. Having this zone for you as a resource is important so that you can control your energy, so that you're relaxed enough, so that your mind and body are responding and working for you to help you in whatever situation you're in. So next, we're going to talk about the power of words. and how that also will impact the zone that you're in. Words. What you identify and label certain feelings will create a chain reaction. So be cautious when you feel butterflies to say, uh-oh, I feel nervous. Because your mind has to make an image and a thought and a feeling to make sense or understand what you just said. And there are top performers, top musicians, that do not perform anymore because they labeled those butterflies as nervousness, as stage fright. And it was interesting. They would ask them, certain performers that do not want to perform anymore, they would ask them, how do you know when you can't go on stage, when you know it, you just can't do it? And they would say, I feel the butterflies, I feel the energy, I feel the adrenaline, my palms get sweaty, I start to breathe a little faster, and I know I just can't perform at that point. And then they would ask that same question in a different way to other performers, top performers. They would ask them, how do you know when you're ready to perform? And they would say, I feel the butterflies, the energy. My palms start to sweat, my heart starts to race, and I know now it's time to perform. Same exact feeling, completely different label that they created based on that feeling. So what I suggest is when you feel those butterflies and you're going through the zone technique, neutralize that as much as you can by saying, I feel the energy, or something positive, instead of saying, I feel the butterflies and the nervousness. So relabel that. Be aware of the power of your words, and that will help control and neutralize and help you maintain or go into a zone faster, a powerful zone that you want to be in. Next, let's talk about motions. The way you move also impacts you and your audience, whoever you're talking to, if it's one person or a group. Many people have the misconception if they're moving around quickly, multitasking, that they're impressing whoever they're talking to or whoever they're presenting to. And this is one thing that I work with clients in regards to their motion to create an impact. I work with them with the words that they're using and also their focus and the way they move. Because many people have the misconception of just walking tall and you're not slumped over, that just walking tall means you're showing confidence. However, if you can imagine someone walking tall and making quick, jerky motions, looking over their shoulder and looking to the left and right, that breaks that illusion. It gives the impression of that person being nervous. And if you're moving around quickly, trying to impress a client or whoever you're presenting to by moving quickly and multitask, experts say a person doing that gives the illusion that they're on the edge of losing control. So slow down your motions. Move with grace, purpose, power. And also, your motions, when you slow down, will help you with your breathing. Breathe deep and relax yourself. So your motions and your breathing are tied together. So move with grace, move with power, move with confidence. Avoid the quick, jerky motions. The instructions. Okay, now I'm going to give you the instructions, or in essence, the formula to create your instant zone. And after this, you'll have the capability to create a different zone. This is going to be a zone to create a feeling and emotion of focus, of confidence, feeling poised and relaxed at the same time, embracing that energy and channeling that. Because you need that energy. You want that energy. Simply embrace it so that it doesn't overpower you. And this zone technique will help you embrace it and channel it. So first is, I want you to be in a room or a place with no distractions. So that means not in your car. I'm going to guide you through this slowly by visualizing certain events and giving you certain instructions. So it's important for you to focus. And you can do this with your eyes open or your eyes closed. Most people prefer to have their eyes closed because, as I mentioned, I'm going to be guiding you through this experience. And in many cases, it's best to have your eyes closed. So that's why you cannot be in a car driving. So the best is to close your eyes and then guide yourself or listen to my instructions as I guide you through this zone technique. And now you're going to have your hand in the ready position. And what I mean by that is, if you're right-handed, I want you to use your left hand, because you don't use your left hand that often. And this is one of those senses I talked about, where you see, you hear, you smell, taste, touch something. This is going to be a unique touch. And so you're going to use, if you're right-handed, for example, you're going to use your left hand. And I want you to make a slight fist, and with your thumb slightly pressing on top of your index finger, at points I'm going to ask you, press down with your thumb, slightly. Capture that feeling and then just release it. So that will be that unique touch that will help recall this feeling of feeling poised and confident, relaxed, powerful. So you're going to press down with your thumb at key points and then release it. Just keep your hand there. Next, I want you to think of a word that helped recall this feeling as I guide you through it. I'll be asking you to say that word to yourself and press down with your thumb. And the word is going to be a word that will help reinforce the feeling that you want. So the word could be poised, or the word could be confident, or passionate. Whichever word will make an impact for you, and you're going to simply tell yourself this word. You're not going to say it out loud, you're simply going to tell yourself. And in the future, when you need that zone, when you're going to use this zone to channel that energy and to become confident and poised, you're going to press down with your thumb, you're going to recall that word at that moment when you're getting ready, and also getting prepared for an event. So, hand in the ready position, your thumb, if you're right-handed, it'll be your left hand, and if you're left-handed, it'll be your right hand and right thumb. So now, you have that ready position with your hand, you have that word prepared in your mind. What I'm going to do is ask you to recall a feeling, a time that you felt poised and confident, even though you sense that energy, that excitement, that adrenaline. I want you to recall a time, could have been years ago, where you felt that sense of confidence, that sense of excitement. And I want you to recall that vividly. Feel it throughout your body. And if you don't have a moment or time that you actually felt that in a powerful way, then simply imagine what it would feel like. Fantasize what it would feel like to feel those butterflies, that adrenaline, and channel that energy, and feel poised and confident, relaxed, flexible, powerful, mind and body working for you, feeling balanced and healthy, centered, passionate about what you're talking about. So you're going to recall that feeling, or you're going to imagine and fantasize about it. And as you recall that feeling, I'm going to be playing ocean sounds at the same time. The specific reason I'm going to play ocean sounds is to relax you, and also as a metaphor, the sound of the ocean, to be flexible and powerful and relaxing. So you're going to hear the sound of the ocean. You're going to recall that feeling. Have that word in your mind. Have your hand in the ready position. And I'm going to have you build that feeling throughout your body. Then I'm going to guide you into the past as if you've had this feeling for over a year. And the reason this is important is because the mind doesn't know what is vividly imagined and what is true. So the more you vividly imagine you being poised and passionate and confident in situations that you might have not been that confident in the past, the more you can imagine it being and having that in the past, the faster it will accelerate you having the zone and having this as part of you. So I'm going to guide you as if you had it time and time again throughout the past. Then you're going to come back to the future, looking back at all the success. Next, I will guide you into the future. I'll ask you to think about a time in the near future where you're going to need this zone. Could be in a presentation, in a meeting, an interaction. And just imagine some event that you want to have this feeling of being poised and confident, powerful. And I'm going to ask you to imagine being there. Could be in a moment, could be in a day or a week or so. And at that moment, imagine being there, looking through your eyes, how you would feel, channeling that energy, moving with grace and power, feeling great, embracing that feeling, and then firing off that zone, pressing down with your thumb, saying that word to yourself, capturing that feeling, feeling it throughout your body, capturing it at that moment. Next, I'll ask you to imagine an hour past, looking back at that event, being successful. And the reason for that is, as you imagine an hour past the event, it helps accelerate the success, that it's already happened in a successful way. And again, key is to visualize and imagine it being successful. So every event that you're going to rehearse in the future, I want you to go through this exercise. Imagine being there, and then imagine an hour past it, looking back at the event, and at that moment, feeling great about the event being successful, the outcome, the achievement. Then I will ask you to go into the future, a year into the future, looking back at all the successes from now and beyond. The reason for that is it will propel you to be that person, as if you are that person in the future. The mind, again, doesn't know what's vividly imagined and what's real. So if it imagines that is the way you're going to be in a year, it will help accelerate that success so that this zone is part of you naturally. And eventually, what will happen is, as you use this technique, when you get into a situation where you feel the butterflies, the adrenaline, and you know, now's the time to use my zone, and you press down with your thumb, you say that word to yourself, you control your breathing, you're moving with grace, channel the energy. And the more you do it, the more it will become natural and part of you, to a point to where you won't have to do it anymore. Your body will sense the butterflies, and it will say, okay, now's the time to go into the zone. This is a point. This is a specific situation where now to relax, feeling poised and confident, and you will gracefully move into that position and powerfully present, communicate, move with grace, confidence, with passion. Your mind and body will work for you, being relaxed, just like a musician, playing your music. So now you have the formula. In this case, how to create a zone for confidence. Be relaxed, poised, so your mind and body are working for you. And if you wanted to play other music and use a different sensation, a different word, you can create other zones. A zone of excitement, a zone of curiosity, or to learn and master information. There's lots of different emotions and zones you can create. So with this formula, next is to guide you through it. And after I guide you through it, you can review it, rehearse it, get prepared. And when you need to review this in the future, you'll have this as the formula and also the different long version and the short version to build and reinforce that zone. And after you have a successful event in the future, after you feel that sense of confidence and accomplishment, reinforce that feeling. Press down with your thumb and say that word to yourself. Capture it and reinforce it. Your mind will say, okay, you want some more of this. This is great. Okay, I'll create some more confidence in your life, some more passion, and allow your mind and body to work for you. So always reinforce it and test it and use it as much as you can to the point where it will become simply a part of you. So now, get ready. Get relaxed. Be in your position. Have your word ready, your hand in the ready position. Use this zone and use it powerfully. Have fun with it and have great success. Thank you.